Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Garrett from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is Sunday, August 15, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, Japan formally surrenders, thus bringing World War II to an end. This day becomes known as Victory Over Japan Day, or VJ Day. Also in 1945, in Korea, it is Korean Liberation Day, as the Japanese formally withdraw from Korea, which they occupied during the majority of the Second World War. In 1948, the Republic of Korea is established south of the 38th parallel, the North 38th parallel. In 1954, Alfredo Stroessner begins his dictatorship in Paraguay. In 1961, Conrad Schumann flees from East Germany while on guard duty during the ongoing construction of the Berlin Wall. There is a world-famous photograph, black and white photograph, recording the event as Schumann hops over some barbed wire with his East German uniform and weapon. In 1962, James Joseph Dresnok defects to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea after running across the Korean Demilitarized Zone. Dresnok still resides in the capital of North Korea, Pyongyang. In 1969, the Woodstock Music and Art Festival opens. In 1971, President Richard Nixon completes the break from the gold standard by ending convertibility of the United States dollar into gold by foreign investors. In 1973, the United States ends the bombing of Cambodia. In 1974, Yuk Jung-soo, First Lady of South Korea, is killed in an apparent assassination attempt upon the president of the then president of South Korea, Park Chung-hee. In 1975, Bangladesh's founder, Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, is killed along with most members of his family during a military coup. And in 1984, the PKK in Turkey starts a campaign of armed attacks upon the Turkish military. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, August 15. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.